Frank Sr., who was my great-grandmother's father-in-law. His family was wiped out, but a couple of the sons were gone at the time, and they survived because they weren't home. And to get revenge, they followed the Dakota. The story is pretty well documented. They followed the Dakota after the Dakota were pushed out, so to speak, as far as Wyoming. The sons were going to go get revenge. They were going to show the Indians that they were going to do what the Indians had done to their father and their mother and sisters. And instead, they were killed by the Indians. That farm was no longer owned by our family. We own it now because my son bought it, but it was owned by another settler, so to speak. That would not have been sold had it not been for the Dakota War, because the people that were supposed to live there and farm it were gone.